Hi, Claire and James here. Just before we get stuck into this week's episode, we wanted to let you know the exciting news that the Midlife Reset Audit is now live. This is a first of its kind personalised diagnostic tool designed for midlifers by midlifers.
In just 3 minutes, the audit will help you pinpoint what's really holding you back from living your healthiest, happiest midlife. And most importantly, provide tailored strategies on how to take back control. Midlife doesn't have to be a time of uncertainty. It can be an era of growth, discovery and well-being. So to go ahead and take the audit, go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
There are lots of reasons we don't take action in the direction of our goals. One of the hardest to overcome is that of our ego, also known as, I already know how to do that.
In this episode, we look at the danger of our ego preventing us moving forward. And we outline 5 signs your ego could be holding you back, along with 5 steps you can take to overcome it, grow, and get what you want in life.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. How are you all? I've had a birthday.
You have. Happy birthday to you.
I have had a birthday.
It's really been lovely. Your birthday week. So Claire's birthday was actually on Thursday, but we started celebrating on Wednesday.
We didn't really.
We're still celebrating now. Every day is your birthday day.
He makes it sound like he's been doing something for my birthday every day. It is quite sweet, though.
You've been carried on a litter of velvet cushions.
I wish. No, it has been really nice. I also went away on a, haven't really disclosed this, but I went away on a little mini retreat day, which was absolutely incredible. And then I took myself off into the wilderness and stayed in a shepherd's hut on the side of a forest for a few nights on my own, which was just amazing. I swear to God, I'm a forest fairy in a previous life. I just absolutely loved it. And I really needed to reconnect with myself and with nature and practice what I preach, really. So to kind of take myself out, you can't give from an empty vessel. And I was just feeling actually that I was being a bit drained and wasn't being as effective in the business and for my clients as I possibly could be. So I took myself off. And then James joined me as well, didn't you?
I did. I came and joined you down in Somerset on Wednesday. Yeah. We started your birthday.
Oh God, here we go again.
And then we celebrated it on Thursday.
Yeah, no, it was, it's just been a really, really nice, relaxing time. And I had to prioritise myself and it's done me the world of good. I feel a lot, you'll probably hear from my voice actually, a lot more relaxed.
When I came in and I met you, you were positively glowing.
I know.
Even more than normal.
Shucks. How sweet. So today we are going to talk about the ego and how it can actually be quite a dangerous thing to be operating from our ego. I'm not saying, and neither of us saying actually, that ego isn't important. There are many functions that the ego is actually really good at. The ego helps push us forward, it helps us achieve. And the ego, we're not kind of talking in the sense of ego is completely bad, because actually we all have an ego. And it's all driven by our human nature, right? Every single person has an ego. And, you know, we're not saying that it doesn't hold its merit in some ways. But what we are going to discuss today on this podcast is actually when it can kind of hold us back, especially from achieving our health and wellness goals.
And I was interested, before we dive into this, there's a kind of duality of ego, right? It's the flip side of the same coin. And one, I guess, you could term as almost that overconfidence. It's like, well, I know all this. I know it all. I don't need help. On the flip side of the ego is like, it's underconfidence, which sounds weird, but it's like, you know, oh, I don't want to appear foolish because I know this. I'm a novice at this. I'm new to it. So those are the two dualities of it. And we come across both those when we're speaking to prospective clients and when we're out about in the world. And of course, there's lots of reasons why people don't take action in direction of their goals. But I'd say ego is one of those ones that comes up most often. It's the most pernicious. It's one of the hardest to overcome. It's that, you know, I already know how to do that.
Yeah, and that's really important that you do say that, actually, James, because we do come across those people that have got that kind of, it is their ego holding them back in another sense. It's that fear of failure. Yeah. It's a fear of taking a risk and things like that. But actually, what we do come across sometimes, I would say, is those people that think that they do have all the pieces together and do know it all.
Let me tell you this, my friends, no one. No one has all the pieces together.
And no one knows it all.
No, everyone's just doing the best they can with the pieces they have. And hopefully if they're in a growth mindset, is looking to get more pieces and fit them together in the right way. I mean, like, we talk about this, but we've been guilty of it ourselves. Like, everyone's guilty of it plenty of times.
Oh, massively.
In business, we've kind of been like, you know what, we reckon we can figure that out ourselves. Mm. Sometimes we have, and sometimes we haven't. But even when we have figured it out, it's invariably taken us much, much longer and been more painful than if we just, you know, gone, like, you know what, this is something we need help with. Yeah. I'd say that's the same for anything in life.
Yeah,
really.
I'd say, you know, for me, my ego has actually been not reaching out for help because I'm worried about looking foolish or thinking, oh, hang on a minute, I should know this. So I'm actually a little bit embarrassed about reaching out and asking for help. I think we've done masses of work on ourselves around that from the business side of things. But also another one of mine was always in the past, oh, you know, we were actually going to dive into these a little bit, but just from my perspective, it was when someone, you know, in a business that's similar to ours, and then I would look at them, and this is years ago, actually, more on the retreat side of things. I'd look at them and I'd think, oh my goodness, they're doing this, 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 and this. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we getting that result? Blah, 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 blah. And then I would copy almost, you know, like think, hang on a minute, if they're getting that result, I need to do it in a similar way. It's coming so from ego. I'm so pleased I don't do that anymore. But it was coming from a lack of self-worth, really. And, you know, it's coming from such a place of ego. And actually what I want to say is I just learn how to stay in my own lane and actually move more into that sense of groundedness where I'm operating from what I have to offer the world rather than looking outside of myself.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, obviously your ego can play a role in you not going forward any stage in life. But midlife, I think we've got so much experience under our belt. We've got a very carefully crafted self-image. It can really come into play with this, like, either overconfidence, I know it all, I don't need help, or that I'm not willing to look foolish or risk looking foolish by doing something outside of my comfort zone. And certainly, you know, I've done that in the past, and something I've had to work hard on overcoming now. I'm just going, you know what, if I'm a complete beginner at this, I'm a complete beginner, and that's everyone.
And I'm okay
was
about
point.
Making a mistake. Yeah. I think like what we're now much happier with doing is making a mistake, trying things, and if they don't work, it's not so damaging to our ego, so we're not kind of so protective over it in the first place.
Sometimes we can dress the ego up as something else, right? Sometimes we don't actually want to admit it's our ego, so we'll make it in something else. But here are some things that might resonate with you. This one is a really common one. We fear it's being seen as weak if we ask for help, we need help. And I'd say, if you're fearing being seen weak, that is a sure-fire sign that is your ego talking, right? There is nothing shameful in asking for help. If you don't know something, you don't know it. If you're struggling with something, you're struggling with something, stick your hand up and find someone to support you and help you.
Well, yeah, because we've all been there. You know, there wasn't a time where, you know, we just woke up one day with the knowledge that we've got. We've actually reached out to for help. We've actually, you know, upskilled ourselves. So everyone has been where you are right now.
Exactly that. So, I mean, and that is a really common one. We tend to see it less because I guess we speak to people that have stuck their hand up and come forward to us. But sometimes, occasionally, is what we see is like, people are like, oh, you know, I'm stuck. I can't achieve this. I can't achieve that. What you offer looks amazing. And we'll kind of talk them through it. And we'll go, what do you think? So, well, you know what? I know all about exercise and I already know all about nutrition and my diet is completely fine. So I'm not quite sure how you'd help me. Maybe that's not on us for not explaining what we do correctly. But I would say not actually. That is the person defending their position with like, oh, I think I know all this. But actually,
well,
knowing it and putting it into action are two very different things sometimes.
And we're going to be really honest, this has been driven, we've had so many wonderful, wonderful conversations with people. Well, James has had lots of wonderful conversations with people in the recent few days. And actually, this is driven by a conversation he had with someone who was clearly needing help. Because actually, the things that this person said that they were doing aren't clearly working because they were speaking to us or speaking to James. And it was really interesting because, they've gone away going, actually, I know all of this stuff. I've got it all covered. And actually, to the point where they're probably not even listening. Yeah. So their listening skills, because the ego is driving it so much that their listening skills of actually what our program is about has been completely misread because they're so operating from the ego.
The old send, not receive, which is another surefire sign you're operating from ego.
Send, not receive.
We've all had these conversations, actually, haven't we? Have you ever met someone and you're like, they're like, oh, hi, how are you? And they start talking and like 10 minutes in, you realise that basically they just keep talking about themselves, never ask you about you. And every time you try and volunteer in some information, they cut across you and just start talking over you. It happened to us recently, actually.
It happens to us a lot.
Looking at each other going, oh my goodness.
We actually had a conversation about what energy, because we talk about energy a lot, out air and energy and alignment to energy. And we was like, what are we doing? What kind of energy are we sending out where people are just on send at us and not actually wanting a conversation? They just want to offload on us. Maybe it's that kind of like open, empathetic energy that we're sending out. But it's kind of stopped now. But we had a run of it.
We did. It hasn't stopped, Claire. No. We'll meet more people. I like it though.
I do.
Genuinely do love like meeting and chatting to people.
I do. It's very sweet that people feel so comfortable for both of us. It's almost like we're having a counselling session with them. You know, we sit down in a bar or something, and all of a sudden we're counselling people.
Top tip: always have an exit strategy. Anyway, we digress. So here's the thing: we might actually know it all, but sometimes we might have all the pieces for the goal
we
want to achieve.
Well, we don't know it all, but we might have the pieces.
We might have the pieces, but here's the thing: we might think we have all the pieces, but some of those pieces might actually be wrong. We don't know what we don't know, right? And this is a big area where people fall down. We just don't know what we don't know. Sometimes we can have all the pieces and they can even be right, but we just don't know how to slot them together correctly.
And why would we?
Sometimes it's a combination of both those, right? We're missing the pieces and we don't know how to put them together. Then we really are stuck. But here's where the power comes. The power comes when we acknowledge that we are stuck, that results aren't coming. Here's the thing. If you have a particular goal you're going for, whether that's a health goal, a business goal, a financial goal, if you've been going at this for a while, and what you're telling yourself is like, I've got it, I know how to, I've got everything I need to do this.
I just keep doing the diet, I'll keep doing the exercise.
But you've been going at it and you haven't achieved it.
Something's wrong.
Truth bomb. Your ego is holding you back. You need to get some sort of assistance with this.
Yeah, and being in denial is not a good place to be. And I get it. Like we've done that as well. We've been in denial with certain things, but actually, you need to ask yourself, like, if you had it all figured out, why aren't you where you want to be? You know, if you could do this alone, why haven't you?
And I'm going to have another truth bomb for you, right? The best time to figure this out was yesterday, and the next best time today. And like, how many times have we done that? We're like, oh, if only we'd known this earlier, if only we'd sought this help earlier, we'd be so much further ahead now. The thing we forget is time is finite, and all this time you're spending massaging your ego, telling yourself that everything's fine when you're actually not making progress, is you are losing time.
Yeah, or making the excuses. And again, we get it, we've done all of that too, but you know, oh, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have this, I don't have that all in place. It is all that place. You know, this is the flip side. It's all from that fear-based ego side. Mm-hmm. Or it might just be like kind of what we're talking about more here is, I've got it all figured out, I'll get it done, I'll sort it out. Well, you haven't.
Exactly.
You haven't.
So I have a moment of reflection here on the podcast. We don't often do this, but I just like pause here. Like, just be honest with yourself in this moment of stillness. Where in your life at the moment could your ego be holding you back? Just have a think about that.
There's a little silence.
There's a little silence. Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to expand on that for now. We're going to give you now 5 signs your ego is holding you back. There are lots of signs. Here's 5 we've picked on.
You've convinced yourself you can get to your goal with the tools and the knowledge you have, even though you're seeing no progress despite having been going at it for quite a while. And when we say quite a while, years and years, potentially doing all the diets, doing all the exercise, trying to piece it together, doing the next thing that's just popped up on TV that clearly worked for some fake person.
Was that thing we saw? Someone sent us a link to like patches, waste destroyers or something. Yeah. Patches that you put on, and literally the video woman went from like,
oh, I know.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah, this is insanity. Okay, you just need a long-term strategy. We're not even going to go into that right now, but please stop trying to think that you can figure all this out with stupid fad diets, pills, slimming pills, patches. It's just not going to work.
Another sign. You're unwilling to ask for help in case it makes you seem weak. There's nothing weak about asking for help. It's actually a position of strength to ask for
courage.
Help because you're building yourself up and growing.
Total courage. You've become risk adverse. You don't want to appear foolish trying new things. Again, it's that flip side of the ego. It's like, oh, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to fail. I'm even though it's painful over here, I'll just stay here because my subconscious mind seeks pleasure over pain and it seeks the familiar. But that's not going to get you to where you want to get to.
Now, I love this one. This is one about, actually, this is one I do a lot. Deceiving yourself, right?
Yeah, denial.
You're telling yourself, I've got this. I can definitely do this alone. But the reality is, if you were really honest with yourself, the belief in yourself to achieve it is gone. So the belief is gone, but you just keep telling yourself that I can do it. I can, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, you compare basically to make yourself feel less bad. It's like, Joe Bloggs down the road isn't doing brilliantly. Look at that person over there. At least I'm doing better than that. So you kind of bolster the ego. Again, this is quite common as well. Yeah. And even though you're not where you want to be, you kind of do that whole, well, I should be happy. I should just accept where I'm at because look at that person over there, you know,
that's
they're not as bad.
Punching down, isn't it?
Yeah,
punching down.
I'm,
to
you
make
know,
yourself feel better.
Exactly. But it's not either.
No. So here's five steps you can take to get back on track. So the first one is it's brutal honesty. Get real with yourself.
Yeah.
Are you getting close to your goal or not?
Got to be brutal, people, and start taking responsibility. No one else is going to take responsibility for your life other than you. Look around for people that are achieving what you want and reach out for help.
Mm.
This isn't comparing. This is actually saying, oh my goodness, someone has trodden the footsteps before me. Wouldn't it make sense for me to reach out and tread the same footsteps that have clearly got them results and lots of other people, hundreds of people results?
Start to practice taking small risks without passing that judgment on yourself. Listen, it doesn't matter if you look foolish. It doesn't matter if you find it hard when you start something new. Just start taking those small risks and that's how you'll grow your confidence and quieten your ego down.
Yeah, because confidence is cultivated. We're not just born with it. Identify and work on your limiting beliefs. So our beliefs are everything. So our beliefs drive our behaviour. It's our experience, our habits, everything. So if you're, again, not getting where you want to get to, look at what your beliefs are and then question, are they coming from that place of ego or are they coming from a place of love, basically, like love for myself, love for my life, love for my body?
And drop that comparison, right? Stop punching down. If anything, like punch up, go, you know, actually don't do that.
don't punch.
Benchmark your own progress against who you want to be, not against anyone else. The race you are racing yourself, right? So don't look outside at everyone else and be like, oh, I'm doing better than them, I'm doing worse than them. Benchmark against yourself. Who are you now and who do you want to be in the future? That is your benchmark and your goal to drive you forward. Okay, so we hope those tips helped. I would like to just have a final word here, which is, you know, don't let your ego protect, in inverted commas, you by holding you back. Because that's what it does, you know. Our ego is trying to protect our self-image. Look at me, I'm so great, I'm so fine, I've got everything covered. But here's the truth. If you could achieve what you wanted and you already had everything in place, you would have already achieved it. You'd already be there. You'd have the goal. You'd have your, tropical island, your millions in the bank, your dream body, all of that. If you haven't got it, then be honest with yourself and just don't be scared to reach out for help. Because help is out there for everything. I've been this morning Googling some stuff that I want some help with. And it's amazing, like anything. The niches are out there. There's people out there on every single thing. So don't be afraid to start looking out there and finding help.
The most dangerous thing we can do is think that we know it all. And the most dangerous thing also that we can do is be in denial about that. So I would just say, drop that ego. Move into a space of not knowing, accept that you don't know everything, and reach out for help and be around like-minded souls that can help you on the journey.
Exactly that. Well, listen, I want to close by saying we've got some very exciting guests coming up in the next
month. Oh, we have!
It's kind of a bit of a weird summer hiatus, right?
Yeah.
July and August are tricky. A lot of people are away on holiday, all the rest of it, but we've got some amazing guests coming up in the next few weeks. And we also want to say a big thanks to Podcast and Radio, who put us in the 7 best podcasts for women in midlife. And we're in there with some really great top hitters. We're name checking postcards from midlife.
You can't read them.
I can't. Midpoint. The Midpoint with Gabby Logan.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to be in there.
We are actually
podcast and radio
number one, but I don't think it was in actual. You know, it's bulleted, number one, two, three.
I'm going to say
we are the
it's
top.
In order.
Yeah, I think it's in order. So the Midlife Mentors are the top of this list of seven, which is just awesome, absolutely awesome. You know, Postcards from Midlife is massive, and so is Midpoint with Gabby Logan.
Mm.
So thank you again for all your support. You're amazing. We appreciate you so much. If you love the podcast, do let us know. If you love the podcast, please do rate us. If you love the podcast, please share it.
Till next time.
Lots of love.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and don't forget to take the Midlife Reset Audit now to receive personalised insights into what's holding you back from living your healthiest, happiest midlife. So go ahead and take the audit now at themidlifementors.com/audit.